episode 207 of Tidodigo Bookmakers at tidodigobookmakers.podbean.com. This week I said I wasn't going to start a new project until I finished some old projects, and of course, this week I started a new project. I have a new client, and if you go over to tidodigobookmakers.podbean.com, you can see a cover he has asked me to look at and tell me something about it. And what I'm asking you is, what does this cover say to you? What kind of book do you expect to read when you see this cover? This is book two. He is also working on books one and three, but he was most concerned about this particular book cover, the book cover. He knows what the book is about. He wants to know if this cover matches what he thinks he's writing. So if the cover doesn't match the book, he'll change the cover. It's a lot easier than changing the book. Now, while I said last week that I wasn't going to start a new project until I finished some old projects, and then I took on this new project, this trilogy by this person, now I'm thinking, I have also been working on my own work. I've been working on Jiapan. I have finished a chapter, and it's the longest chapter. It's like 10 pages, and it doesn't have any of the main characters in it, because if you've read Don Quixote, that happens at least twice that I can think of off the top of my head. But on the other hand, the people in the chapter will eventually meet up with some of the main characters. Also, the main characters are starting to say goodbye. Two are going to go south, two are going to go north. They're going to separate now that they've met each other. They're going to separate, and I think there's going to be some conflict before they separate, and if they all separate. Maybe one will continue on another direction, and three will go one way. Anyway, I have continued working on Jiapan, and I have not worked on Karakuriambro or Bochan's Bartender. Bochan's Bartender is coming along. I see the end. I have chosen a bad guy. I've chosen the person who did the murder. The murderer. I've chosen the murderer. Oh, I've chosen the murderer. You are the murderer. And I'm going to now manipulate and mold the book to its climactic end. I hope it's a climactic end. So I've worked on two novels that I want to finish soon that are part of the Japan Pentology. They're the last two books of the Japan Pentology. So hopefully I will get through them and finish them before. Last time I said by the end of the week or the end of the month. Now I think I'll say the end of the year. How's that? By the end of the year, I hope to finish. On to bookbinding, and much to my chagrin, I have done no bookbinding in the last week. I have thought about it, but I haven't done anything about it. And thinking it is not exactly the same as doing it, because when you do bookbinding, when you bookbind, your hands and eyes and body and soul have to be coordinated to do those things. If you're writing a book, you have your mind and your fingers typing. But when it comes to bookbinding, your hands know probably more than your brain, and they have to work together, and you can't make that many mistakes. But your hands are the most important part, and they have to be able to do it. It's a muscle in your brain and your hands that has to be exercised. And last week, I did not exercise. So, am I going to say it? Yes. This week I'm going to do more exercise, more bookbinding, at least one book this week. Maybe I should start making a book a day. No, impossible. I will do a book a week. The problem is I like to have content in my books, not just blank paper. So, I'm going to work on a book a week or more. I have revised my Kanazawa tourist guide, and I'm thinking of making 5, so that would be 6 books I have to make. So I'll make 6 books. The one would be a blank notebook, and one would be, 5 would be the tour guide book, 2 of which have already been promised to somebody. So I should get to work on that right away. And hopefully next week I'll say, I made 6 books. And hopefully next week I'll put up a video showing, proving, proof positive that it is me making a book. Anyway, this is a short one, so thanks for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon. And check out the picture at teodigawabookmakers.podbean.com and let me know what kind of book you think it is. Thanks again. See you soon.